Is your job stressing you out or relationship issues? How about those politics? There are many things that can get Oregonians uptight, frustrated, even angry. A Glenwood business says it has just the right outlet for those needing to blow off steam. KLCC's Brian Bull reports on Demolition Zone, which hopes to become a smashing success.
Clad in protective body gear and wielding a metal baseball bat, Lawrence Anders of Chicago prepares to shatter bottles, vases, and toys, maybe even a TV.
Got one of those TVs? Does that include one of the TVs?
No, the TVs are extra.
Helen Urban co-owns Demolition Zone, one of many trending rage rooms that have popped up across the country. She explains customers' reasons for coming in.
Some people just come in just for the fun of it. Other people just mention, you know, they've just had a bad week and they need an outlet for their stress and frustrations. And that's absolutely cool. That's why we're here. You know, when they're all done, they all come out of the room with a huge smile on their face. And I've even had a couple of people say they've had the fight all taken out of them.
I ask Anders between swings what's compelled him to decimate a VHS tape labeled Point Break, among other things.
Anything in particular you're raging about?
Just the awesome stain of years past.
The floor of the main rec room is littered with debris and battered appliances after every customer session. Office equipment is a popular item, especially for those who've wrestled with copiers or lost everything when a computer crashed. Since opening their business in April, Helen Urban and her husband Jeremy have acquired lots of objects to destroy, and quite the arsenal to destroy them with.
The favorites here are the metal pipes. We have crowbar, we have baseball bats, even some frying pans.
Those frying pans are so warped they look like they fell out of a Salvador Dali painting. Rage rooms have taken off in recent years, first in Europe, followed by the U.S. While often billed as a form of stress therapy, many in the psychological community suggest these facilities aren't for everyone.
If you have people with real rage problems, I'd coach them toward a therapist rather than a rage room.
Scott B. is a clinical psychologist with the Cleveland Clinic.
They're beneficial in terms of some fun and amusement. There's probably a discharge of sentiment or emotion. It's trying something a little novel or a forbidden pleasure. In terms of really managing anger, its effects would not be particularly useful in any short-term or long-term way.
B says a number of therapies, or simply humor, are more apt to help. He adds most people who come to rage rooms are rarely in a full bout of anger anyway. Back at the Demolition Zone, friends Ashley Meyer, Matthew Meyer, and Oscar Gonzalez bash and pummel scores of wine bottles, appliances, and office equipment. Despite the carnage and sweat, their mood is light.
I think it's a blast. It's a good workout, for sure. I think the videotapes were the most fun, because they kind of went everywhere, and then the tape, like, floated off.
Maybe there was a bad movie that one of your exes forced you to watch,
maybe.
Or your parents.
Yeah, totally.
Anything just kind of driving up the wall lately? Work, life, love?
Work for sure. It's been a very stressful time of work.
What's been your favorite item you destroyed today?
Probably the printer.
And Oscar, is there anything driving you up the wall these days?
Politicians.
Demolition Zone offers a variety of packages, including one where you can bring in your own items to destroy. Maybe that alarm clock that never worked, a wedding video from a failed marriage, or for certain radio reporters, that recorder that chewed up the tape. Which got me wondering, what happens to all that destroyed material? Co-owner Helen Urban.
All the wood and electronics, all of that gets recycled. A lot of the glass and ceramic that gets broke. We want to put them through rock tumbler process to smooth down the edges so we can donate them to schools for art projects like mosaics.
So whether you're on board with places like Demolition Zone or not, it's good to know that all that smashing, crashing, and bashing will be repurposed towards classroom art and recycling. That's all the rage. Brian Bull, KLCC News.